implanting in him a new nature. But the class represented by the foolish virgins have been content with a superficial work. They do not know God. They have not studied his character. They have not held communion with him. Therefore, they do not know how to trust, how to look, how to live. Christ Object Lessons 406 and onward. Brothers and sisters, in the story of Gideon, in a time period when the church is oppressed because of disobedience, Gideon is identified as one that represents the faithful at the end of the world. He's hidden in the sense that he doesn't worship at the altar of Baal. In other words, he doesn't exalt himself. He's faithfully separating the wheat from the chaff. He's studying God's word with an intensity that a miner searches for hidden treasure. He has a genuine confrontation with Jesus Christ, a genuine worship experience with Jesus Christ. He's by the wine press. He knows he's close to the time when the Lord's about to finish his work. He is going to be the one, he symbolizes those that will be the threshing instrument at the very end. He faithfully tears down the altar of Baal, identifying that self-exaltation is not the genuine worship of the Lord, but self-crucification is. And just prior to the battle, in his test of the fleece convey the truth that those that have been ordained to finish the work are made up of two classes. They both look like Seventh-day Adventists. They both are the lamb's fleece. They both profess to believe and live the truth. But only one group are going to receive the latter rain in abundance when it's poured out, and the other group is going to remain dry and not even recognize that it's taking place. These are some of the symbolic truths that are woven in to the story of Gideon. And in our following presentation, we're going to begin to look at how